Night, okay, the dialogue. There's Avelus in Sfira. We are knowing Minhagi Avelus. Besides the famous, obviously, Talmidei Rabbi Akiva that were nifter in this period, there's two other historical events that it's kedai to know about that is brought down in the Sfarim that should be part of our Avelus. That's why we say Avarachamim during Sfira, even on a Shabbos when we wouldn't ordinarily say it. It's in Chodesh Iyar in the early 1100s, or the late, like the year 1096, that the Crusades started, and they were throughout the Germanic states. They marched to Yerushalayim, and many, many thousands, tens of thousands of Jews died. The numbers now don't seem that large in our door, because we deal with a much larger number. But Kafi Erech, the impact it had on the Jewish world in those years, you can't say it's as great as the Holocaust. It probably was not as great as the Holocaust, but it was considered historically like a tragic event that affected all of the Jewish people. So in 1096, in the early 1100s, the Crusades started in Chodesh Iyar. They started in Iyar. Many Balei Tosfos were killed. Many Rishonim were killed. And that's part of the Avelus, as we go through history, part of the Avelus that started in Chodesh Iyar. And Gzeros Tach V'Tat, which was Tach V'Tat, 1648 and 1649, throughout Poland, there were pogroms in this period, and many, many tens and thousands, scores of thousands of Jews were killed. So these are the three main events that took place in this period. Obviously, it's brought down. Apparently, it's Yemei Din, or at least it became Yemei Din in the course of history, for whatever reason. It would be good to maybe put away some of the a cappella tapes and think about the Avelus that we're supposed to be exhibiting, and maybe think about how we could somehow relate to it. Okay, the point about this Erev Shabbos, since everybody wants to know, right? So basically we follow the Mishnah Berurah in terms of shaving, taking a haircut, this Friday, because you're bumping up against Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos. What complicates matters somewhat is that Tzavos Rabbi Yehuda Chosid is never to shave or take a haircut on Rosh Chodesh. And Rosh Chodesh Iyar is always 2 days. And I believe it's never Shabbos and Sunday. It's always Friday and Shabbos. So what happens is that whenever you have this hat there, which is brought down, and it's a machlokes, but I think it's safe to say that a consensus of the poskim say that it's okay to shave and take a haircut Friday, but if one is careful about the Tzavos Rabbi Yehuda Chosid, not to shave or take a haircut on Rosh Chodesh, obviously you will always have that, because it's always Friday and Shabbos. So now, the Tzavos Rabbi Yehuda Chosid, I don't know, really everybody should listen to it, because it's like, it's not halacha, it's like it's an Indian, and like so. But so some people do, some people don't. Some people, any time Rosh Chodesh is Friday, some hold it's okay, and some hold Afal Pikein, the Tzavo applies. Rav Moshe came along and said that even if one adheres to the Tzavos Rabbi Yehuda Chosid, but in this situation of Sfira, when one could not shave or take a haircut beforehand, so even one who's normally makpid not to, even if it's Friday, could do it in this situation because he couldn't have done it before, and B'chiyai Gavna, Rabbi Yehuda Chosid would not have said it. It's very difficult later Achronim than Rav Moshe. Other Achronim point out that it's very difficult to say Svoros in Rabbi Yehuda Chosid Savo, since no one knows what they're all about anyway. So you can take two positions. Either it's easy to say Svaris, or it's hard to say Svaris. But you have the same thing when you're learning Gemara. Some people don't know what's going on, and therefore it's easy to say Svaris. And some people don't know what's going on, and therefore it's hard to say Svaris. So it's an old machlokes.